Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars.
Oh yeah. Woo!
Thank you, Brad. All right, this is Cinema Wars, the entertainment game show here on WMCO 90.7, where we talk, nay, argue, and destroy each other over movies around these questions that I ask each week. And I have three contestants, and I'll pick a winner at the end based on creativity and argument, as per the usual. That's the name of the game, and we are closing in on the final round here in the next few weeks, so stay tuned for that. All right, now for the question and your contestants. The question is, what is the best animated film? I was inspired by this question simply because Finding Dory came out earlier recently, and
like 2 months ago.
I still haven't seen it.
Like,
I don't have
any intention to see
it. It came out in June, people.
Well, the DVD came out recently.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
Anyway, so we're going to start with Logan. What did you pick?
I picked Inside Out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
And everyone else on the planet.
I haven't seen
picked
that yet.
Inside Out.
Really?
Same. But
no,
I'm still disappointed.
It was a tough decision.
I don't care. Matt.
The Black Cauldron.
What?
Never heard of it?
No.
Well, that's your own fault.
I apologize.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat on this one.
Sweet.
And Brad.
So unlike these other contestants, I actually have my head in the game, and I went with Hayao Miyazaki's Spirited Away.
Boom.
All right.
Never seen it.
I've seen bits of it.
Well, those are the questions. That is the question. Those are their choices. And plot twist, this round is once again worth double points.
So that's more than I have now.
But that's more points than normal, Aaron.
Yes, it is.
The stakes are high.
Yeah.
You tell me there's a chance.
Dude, that's how I like my stakes, though.
Yes, it is.
All right, so now for the fun part where we get to argue our faces off.
By we, he means us, not him.
Yeah.
He's going to sit there and watch us.
Well, actually, I interject occasionally.
Logan and I will argue. You're not going to be in this conversation.
I just want to ask one quick thing. Matt, have you seen Inside Out?
No.
Okay, neither have I. Logan, have you seen Black Cauldron?
No, I have not.
Okay, neither have I. Have either of you seen Spirited Away?
No.
No.
Ooh. Great. None of us have seen each other's movies.
See?
This is going to be fantastic.
We are
going to argue from sheer ignorance. It's going to be fantastic.
The last time I saw this movie, I was probably like 10.
Okay. Oh, good.
I saw this movie like a year and a half ago, and that was it. No, it was like 3 months ago, I guess.
But I just looked it up, and I'm like, oh, wow, this really was pretty cool. So.
Yeah. No, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, I can
have
begin.
At it.
Okay, so
I'm gonna begin. Actually, this is actually one of Disney's darkest.
Oh,
wow!
This actually, just forget you.
This is actually one of Disney's, like, I guess, apparently darkest movies, according to some.
Yes.
Review.
Yes. Have you seen it in the
yes,
past
I
decade?
Have. I actually think I have.
You haven't, Brad.
I was 11. All right.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Continue, Matt.
Basically, it's about this kid who has a chance to be like a hero, like a wizardry kind of dude, or like a knight or something. And he decides that, or someone throws an opportunity at him, and he has to get this the Black Cauldron, right? He has to get like this. Let's see here.
I should hope so.
To just become a gallant knight, young Terran receives a heroic calling when the evil horned king kidnaps Henren, a prophecy, some weird pig that has been entrusted to Tehran or whatever.
Tehran.
Or Terran, I don't know.
Terran.
Now, with
right.
the help of his furry sidekick, Gurgi. And Princess Islandwe, I don't know, Terran must locate the magical Black Cauldron before the Horned King is able to use his mystical powers to summon an army of the undead. It's a Disney movie, but like this, it's the darkest Disney movie that they've made. And the main bad dude, the Horned King, is like the craziest villain I've seen. Better than any Marvel villain. Because he's actually scary, so.
It's a throwback to last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. And he has like a, you only see his hands and his cloak. He looks like a, you've seen like Lord of the Rings. You've seen Lord of the Rings, right? He looks like the guys that
Nazgul.
Yeah, they ride the
The horses.
The horses.
Oh, and the giant
dragons. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they look like. This came out in the 80s. So. Oh yeah. Anyways. That's what mine's about.
Okay.
I'll let you go next.
I will not use my phone to
allow you
describe
to
my
next.
Movie.
Okay, add hominem there.
Let's go ahead and talk My movie is Inside Out. It is about a girl named Riley who, with her family, moves from the Midwest in Minnesota to San Francisco. And throughout the movie, it shows her emotions, the five emotions, joy, fear, disgust, sadness, and what's the other one? Anger.
What did it take you so long to figure out the last one?
I had a brain fart, okay?
Because he's not angry.
Wow.
He's just that much better than
I'm just saying, maybe you should use your phone next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that I don't, like, believe anything you're saying because you're not looking it up.
Fine.
Now he is looking it up.
I do have it on right now on IMDb, by the way, which IMDb. I rated.
Product placement.
IMDb. All
right, where Logan, continue.
All the
okay.
Music
so,
and movie knowledge.
Riley is like any other kid who, once they move, they're not comfortable moving. They're not, because she was perfectly fine living in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Playing hockey all the time, and she was having the time of her life as a 10-year-old or however old she is. But when she moves, then all these different emotions, or at least the combination of the emotions that she has, starts to...
Go cray-cray.
Yeah, kind of. In fact, there's one where she snaps and anger kind of takes control because of how upset she is of the fact that she's no longer in her comfort zone. And so what this movie does, it explores the inner mind and all your emotions. And this is something that no children's movie has actually done before. It actually shows you the emotions at work, literally. And... it comes to the point where there's a part where joy and sadness, they have this thing where every time Riley has a memory, they transfer it back into her storage or something, and her mind just looks like 10 million miles worth of joy and sadness accidentally get transferred to this giant, looks like Walmart or Sam's Club or something, worth of memories and everything all on the shelves. So they... end up on this journey, and so since she doesn't have joy or sadness, all she has is fear, anger, and disgust, and so Riley ends up wanting to run away from home. So as joy and sadness make their way back, once they do make it back, Riley realizes that what she has done is wrong, and she ends up coming back to her family. But it pulls at your emotions in a way that no other children's movie does. And when I was watching, I'm like, some of this content may not even be directed towards children. It may be more directed to the adults, which Disney and Pixar are good at doing, where they add elements in there for the parents when they take their kids to these movies. But it's something that it's a way that kids will understand it. And if they do ask their parents about it, they're like, the parents are able to explain it to them, and everyone gets it. So it's a great movie. It tugs at the heartstrings, especially when... they, on their way back, joy and sadness encounter Bing Bong, which is Riley's old imaginary friend. But since she no longer had an imaginary friend, he was pretty much sent back to the memories. But there's a point where joy and sadness are in a life or death situation, where if they don't make it back in a certain amount of time, then they will be gone forever, and Riley will be messed up, I guess.
Okay, but that's not, like, you don't lose the ability to be joyful.
Well, I mean,
lose the ability... You certainly don't lose the ability to be sad.
No, yeah, well, I mean,
if you had it
again,
originally.
It's an animated movie, but she would still feel some form of joy or sadness, but not in the same way that she did. So in there, what they have as the control room, which is her mind, where joy, fear, sadness, anger, and disgust all control everything and control the thoughts and everything. With sadness and joy gone, all she has left primarily are fear, anger, and disgust. So without the other two, she's not able to reason properly. And so with that, why are you scratching your chin?
It's itchy.
Okay.
All right, Brad.
I will give Brad some airtime.
So enough child's play. Spirited Away is not a movie for children at all. Inside Out, while it's got this kind of, I'm sure it tugs at the heartstrings, it is kind of meant to be a little bit cheesy and for kids.
And Brad, I think is that
made by
this is Disney and Pixar we're talking about here.
It's not so. Limited to Disney and Pixar, okay, Logan? Let's get that right.
So Spirited Away is made by Hayao Miyazaki, who is considered maybe the best Japanese director of all time. And he made exclusively animated movies, so I don't know what you guys gleaned from that, but I'll read you the quick summary. Hayao Miyazaki, 10-year-old Chihiro and her parents stumble upon a seemingly abandoned amusement park. After her mother and father are turned into giant pigs, Chihiro meets the mysterious Haku, who explains that the park is a resort for supernatural beings who need a break from their time spent in the earthly realm, and she must work there to free herself and her parents. So that's sort of a really dumbed down version of what the plot is, but it centers around this idea that eventually all kids have to grow up to a certain extent. Because at the beginning of the film, you've got Chihiro, who's, I mean, she's only 10 years old, but by 12, Japanese children are saving the planet. That's an anime joke. Okay.
Ash Ketchum.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Gotta catch them all, you know?
He's been 10 for, like, what, 25 years now?
Almost.
Yeah.
They kind of went backwards. His presentation was looking like he was aging, but now Disney XD has the animation rights, and he just went completely back
Wait,
to...
Wait, for who?
Ash Ketchum.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Disney XD is now airing.
He can't age.
Disney XD now has Pokemon is immortal.
He's also never had a birthday in the series.
Hold on a second. You're telling
to my
me because I saw like one of like the last seasons that came out like a year ago or something, and he looks so young. He looked like it was
X, Y, and Z.
It might have been that, yeah.
I know because I don't watch the series a whole lot. My little brother does, but when I've
obviously
the stuff that I've seen of it.
Right, no, you're way too cool for this kind of thing.
Oh, hush,
but then like you go to like older seasons, and he actually looks like he's growing up more.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, and
X, Y, and Z did look like he was reaching. He actually looked like he was like 18 at the very least.
Right.
And then they were even throwing in mixes of is Ash gonna have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because his voice actually gets higher. In the original series, he's got this, he kind of talks down here,
yeah,
right? And he's got this kind of like, he's gone through puberty type thing. But then in Johto League even, which is just one or two series later, he's back up here again.
And I know Hoenn and Sinnoh, that he was kind of deeper as well. But
yeah, and it's,
they need to figure
Hoenn
that
and
out.
Sinnoh, he goes, yeah. Ash has got to figure his voice out, man.
But they yeah, figure now, out how to, now it's at Disney XD now, sorry. Jesus. But Pokemon Sun and Moon series is now on Disney XD, and the animation looks completely different. Anyway, Brad, continue with your... I'm sorry for hijacking
whatever
time.
Spirited Away is considered one of the best movies of all time, especially by people who actually enjoy watching animated films. Hayao Miyazaki, who recently retired, and is rumored to be coming back onto the scene, so that's part of the reason I chose it, because I'm super excited for him to do that, is... probably the best animated director of all time, including any from Disney or Pixar. He deals with these really adult, real-life themes, and he has this beautiful artwork interwoven into his great storytelling while at the same time keeping... So he, like, keeps you involved, and you legitimately learn these lessons. I feel like a lot of times, especially with Disney movies, you've got this sort of, like... either there is no lesson and that's fine, or it's really contrived and like oh, they have to make it back or else joy and sadness?
Yes.
Joy and sadness won't be able to ever get back here again. But Aaron is giving me the signal for shut up now, Brad.
All right, well, we'll come back to that, Brad, and because we're going to take a quick break here on Cinema Wars, and when we return, we will decide who is the winner. So keep it here on WMCO 90.7.
What are you listening to?
Ah, the radio!
What channel?
WMCO 90.7, they got your latest local news, sports updates, and weather forecast!
What are you? It's not who I am, but what I listen to.
Radio Net! It's Radio Net! It's on Radio Net!
WMCO, music that defines you.
I got smart about mortgages. Now it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org. Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. Smartaboutmoney.org. It's the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
We're back. I'm DJ Ace.
And I'm Tree.
And we are the creators and hosts of 1 Minute Review,
where we review movies, trailers, and what's new in entertainment.
You can see new videos every week on our YouTube channel, Ace and Tree.
No spaces!
And you can follow us on Twitter at @ace_and_tree.
You can also find our videos on orbitmediaonline.com.
You are listening to WMCO The Orbit.
Booyah!
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace. You are listening to WMCO 90.7. I'm DJ Ace.
And I'm Tree.
And I'm DJ Law.
And this
Hi guys, I'm Brad.
And that's Brad. And we are in the midst of Cinema Wars Best Animated Film, and Brad was just talking about his film, Spirited Away. So if you want to keep going, Brad.
I do. So I did a little research on my phone, Logan.
The fact that you guys have to pull it back up on your friend, I can recall it from memory.
Who's the director?
For those who cannot see anything, which is most everyone, actually everyone listening to this, Brad just stole my phone.
Who's the director?
Who's the director?
Of your film. You said you could remember everything without your phone.
I meant the story.
Oh, right. Okay. Because that's all that matters. Not the fact that Spirited Away won an Academy Award and was Japan's highest grossing film of all time.
Let me just point out that someone said this is one of Disney's worst animated films of all time.
That's opinion.
Yeah.
It was also in Rolling Stone's top 40 animated movies of all time.
Oh, the Black Cauldron?
Rolling Stone's
No.
Top That's what 40? I was talking about, so.
Worst animated of all time? Really?
No, Disney's worst. Hold on. I forget who
Wait,
said
Black
it. Empire said that.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my movie, which makes me feel even better about this discussion.
Here's the thing that I love about Miyazaki movies in general, but specifically Spirited Away, is that they don't ever stop. There are these moments, they're called ma, I hope that's how it's pronounced, where, like, the characters will just kind of glance into some sort of part of the background, and you can tell that they're thinking very hard, but no dialogue or action is happening, but this art is fantastic, and you're just wowed by every single moment. And Miyazaki draws from these real experiences he had. Like, at one point, he worked as a river cleaner in Japan. Like, he's just the dude who just made sure that stuff wasn't in your river. And so when he animates things like a river, he draws on that experience. And so he creates this fantastic story, this fantastic art, all done in such a subtle and incredibly impactful way. Also, it earned 3.4 billion yen, making it the highest-grossing film in Japanese history, overtaking Titanic. This film did better than Titanic.
Titanic's very gigantic. Very generic. I was gonna say gigantic, but
Titanic is gigantic. That's why they call
generic,
it
the Titanic.
It is gigantic, yes. But it also did incredibly well at the box office.
True.
It's considered one of the best box office movies of all time.
Yeah, it's the second highest.
Box office success doesn't always translate to
But it definitely does give you a good idea of where the general population is at, and it shows them what they like. So I mean, you can't just disregard it completely.
And
I mean, people love Marvel movies, and obviously they're pretty good.
Here's the other thing about it is that
maybe not like the best quality, but
Inside Out just recently came out, so it's probably in dollar theaters right now, right?
Last year,
so probably dollar theaters right now.
Yeah, I think it was last year.
Okay, and Black Cauldron came out in the 80s, so 85. probably not a lot playing right now.
No.
So, you can still catch theaters will still show Spirited Away.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up on my phone to get some information, and it gave me show times about Spirited Away, in like theaters near me.
Really?
That's it. I'm done talking.
All right. I'm on Screen Rant's. I can't talk today, guys. I'm on Screen Rant's website, and
there we
it's
go.
Talking about 7 Disney movies that could be turned into live action. So like any like 7 Disney animated movies, and number 2 on their list is The Black Cauldron, and they're just saying that it has enough material that it could be made into a more successful live action film.
I do remember from what I've seen of it, it being like it was
very dark and very cinematic looking, but it was very costly in production for Disney. And after it, I guess they had to revamp their entire plans or something, because it just didn't really do well in the box office. So they had to kind of get a plan B basically and figure out where to go from there. And through the 90s, they did pretty well, I think, with Lion King.
Yeah. Yep. Early 2000s with Monsters, Inc.
So they kind of revamped their entire vision after this movie. But, I mean, it's still...
Who would you cast as some of the characters?
Well, I don't know this movie that well anymore, but I just remember that was really cool. Probably Logan as the main kid.
Hi.
And okay. Aaron as... The horned king. And Brad, you would be the dog.
Yes!
It's like a hairy dog man thing. Like, look at this. Look at this guy.
Well, he already looks like
look
that right
that.
Now. Oh.
No. Is Spirited Away on Netflix?
Peer pressure's not a good thing, Brad.
It was at one point, I believe.
Yeah, okay. It was as of like 2 months ago.
All right.
So they probably took it off.
Yeah, it probably got taken off. Or but it's like going off this
it,
month.
You can find it on lots of other stuff. Like online.
Where online, Brad? Where
if it's not on Netflix, it'll probably be on Hulu.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
You could pirate it. But you shouldn't do that because
do
that's
not, do
wrong.
That. Do not do that. That
is... Pirating is wrong.
Yeah. And illegal.
Very wrong.
Don't do illegal things,
also
people.
Streaming. Very wrong.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's not on
Netflix.
We
condone pirating on Cinema Wars.
Yes.
Yeah, of course we condone pirating. You're Jack Sparrow.
Hello.
That's a pun.
Hello, Poppet.
Anyway. All right, well, we need to wrap this up so we can get to the bonus round. So that's what
that's
we're
good,
gonna do.
I think we were just all about
Wait,
done
who?
Talking.
Yeah.
Wait, who won this run?
I'm going to tell you in a second.
But Aaron, who won? You haven't told us who won yet.
I'm going to. Jeez. All right, well, between Logan, Matt, and Brad...
Dang it, I knew it was going to be one of them.
I'm going to have to give this one, actually, to... Ding, ding, ding. Brad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brad.
I had it in the bag.
Was I right in assuming that this round was also double points?
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
We haven't told them that.
We have a bonus round, so one more point just goes to somebody.
I call for a recount.
All right. It looks like there's one vote over there.
Yeah. The bonus question is best animated short. And a film, I guess. I mean, they could pop up really anywhere. So we're going to start with Matt.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Today's not my day.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
Well, Google got me, guys.
Do you want to pass?
What's that one about the birds on the power line?
You don't even know.
It's just called power lines.
I think it's called birds.
I think it's just called birds.
I'm pretty sure it's birds.
Yeah. I think I heard
either
that
birds
one.
Or power lines.
I think it... debuted before Finding Nemo, or
I think it was before Monsters Inc.
Might have been.
I think I remember it. Have you Googled it?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, everyone's been using their phones the entire time, so.
Well,
I
Google like stopped me from actually searching now.
Let
so
me.
I do it.
Yeah, my phone's at 1%. I'm not gonna help.
But if so I search
502, there's an error. server encountered a temporary error.
Google crashed?
Yes.
Anyway, Matt, guys, do you remember enough Google. That you can just give us a brief synopsis?
Yeah, basically all that happened was...
Here's some birds.
They're on the birds, and then the birds are on the power line. And
the power line's not on the birds.
Yes. And then, like, a big bird comes, and it's different from the rest, and he sits in the middle of all the birds on the power line. Power line sinks to, like, the ground almost, and they constantly, like, the smaller birds try to get away from the big bird.
Oh, yeah.
And then they all get fried, don't they?
Oh, yeah, because at the end, right, like, they eventually succeed in making him get off.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of steps off, and they go,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what happens. Yeah. Yeah.
They like go flying up and then they're all
okay, Logan, what's your short?
My short actually came before Inside Out.
Oh,
it is
wow.
It is called Lava. It's about a volcano who is.
I have a dream. I hope will come. No?
No.
That's the one. That no, that's
I thought it was just one. I couldn't remember exactly what song they were singing, but I do remember it.
Man, I will come over there.
It's about this old volcano. He's singing a song. He looks across and he sees an island full of... It was an old volcano. And as he's singing it, he's sinking down.
Mm-hmm.
But as he's singing... Toward the end of his song, because while he's singing, he sees all these animals that have found their mates. And he's a lonely volcano with no love. But as he's sinking down and singing his song... He hears a female voice, which is another volcano, and once he sinks down and the other volcano rises up, she realizes she doesn't see who was singing the song. So then she becomes upset, but then the...
And then she sings a song, and then...
She continues singing it, and then the old volcano, he's down in the ocean, but his love is so strong, he actually comes back up and defying the laws of nature... And then they both become one island, and then they're finally together.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is a
okay, song. Brad, what's your short?
Oh, I got cut
off. Oh, wow. Wow, Aaron's not having it. Mine is called...
We're on a timetable. What's your short?
Mine is called The Present. It's about a kid who is on the couch and plays video games all day. And his parents desperately want him to get off the couch, but he won't. So they buy him a puppy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This dog comes out. And it's only got three legs. And this kid is just super cynical, so he just kind of angrily throws something. The dog goes to get it and brings it back. And the kid does it again. And he's a little bit less cynical. And then it happens two or three more times, and he eventually is whatever. And he looks at this dog, and he gets this really, like, sad look in his eye. As this dog is kind of gesturing around with his dog face, as dogs do. And
hashtag dog face.
Hashtag dog face.
Okay.
And then... The kid gets up off the couch, and you see that he's only got one leg. And so he's, like, they crutch out the door together. And it's just, like, it absolutely brings me tears. And the reason I chose it is because it does that, and also because it was made by some independent contractor who got contacted by Disney. And they were like, listen, we want to hire you because you're good at this animated stuff. And he was like, yeah, I'll have to think about it. You guys are kind of a small company.
All right. Well, yeah. Those are the animated shorts to choose from. And ultimately...
Brad.
Yeah, I'm going to say Brad is making a clean sweep on this one. All right. Yeah. Well, we're...
Why do I even bother?
I don't know.
I had a dream.
Anyway,
I knew it would
we're
come
basically
true.
Out of time
Good
here.
Job,
Thanks
Brad.
For tuning
Thanks.
In. Yep. And we will be back next week here, Monday nights at 10 on WMCO 90.7.
Oh, yeah.
Radio for you.
Bye.
Next time on Cinema Wars, what is the best Christmas film? The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.